Rose. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we'll do that. Speaking of awkward and weird.
Number five.
Jesse Jackson Jr. was on The View today, along with his mom, Jacqueline.
Yep.
To talk about her new book, Letters to My Son in Prison. The former congressman was sentenced to 30 months, as you'll recall, in federal prison for misusing campaign funds. And his ex-wife got another, year, right?
Sandy.
Right. They're all out now, right? Mm-hmm. She's out, I think, now.
Yep. They didn't serve it together because of the children, so they staggered it. They're absurd.
So he talked about what it was like to be behind bars.
When in prison, particularly federal prison, every day at 4 o'clock, there's a federal count. They count every inmate in the entire system. You need to be by your bed, the guards come by, and they count you. The census is then turned into the Bureau of Prisons. After 4 o'clock count, there's mail call. And the CO would say, mail call, mail call. And all of the inmates would come and gather around the CO passing out the mail. And they would say, Jackson, 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 Jackson. And I would watch men by the dozens at the end of mail call. Their heads would drop because they had been abandoned.
You know, he made an ass out of Illinois and out of himself during this whole process. The whole thing that it was so untethered from the reality of what the proper actions of not only a congressman but also an alderman. Remember, she was the alderman of her ward, and she was living in D.C.
Right. That didn't feel right.
And he knew that. I mean, they were living together, right? I mean, he knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so odd to me by breaking the law that we have to now feel sorry for it. Again, it goes back to, like, the whole Trumpian thing, too. It's like, don't make yourself the victim here. You did what you did.
There's something I think about the mother, Jacqueline, coming out about letters from her son in prison. There may be, I don't know. I don't know the way it's presented. I don't know the way it's told, the story's told, but there can be some life lessons there.
In the matter of Illinois, when I had campaigned for Barack Obama across the country in his first campaign, I thought I was a logical successor to the United States Senate. Between 2001 and 2013, the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigations was Robert Mueller. And while I had done nothing wrong in the Senate campaign, his investigation continued into that which I had done wrong. And for over 3 years, the pressure of that investigation and not willing to tell my mother, because I thought I could beat it.
There you go.
So is Mueller the good guy or the bad guy there?
I don't know.
As the head of the FBI. Don't do the crime if you don't want to do the time, right? That's not how that went, but you know what I mean.
Right.
All right.
There's something kind of emotional, though. I get the whole the mother-son relationship,
yeah.
And it feels like, I don't know where the way this book is told, but it feels as if there could be something, some life lessons learned from this whole thing. I don't know if that's the way or if it's victim. If it becomes the victim of everything, that's a very different story.
Okay.
All right. You're not interested.
I thought it was. No, I'm not. No.
Number four.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders previewed the president's upcoming State of the Union address by saying she does not believe his message will be any different than the one he has had since the start of his campaign.
I think you can expect that the president will talk about infrastructure. You'll hear the president talk about the opioid crisis in this country. And I'm going to leave some things left for the president to talk about. But there are a number of policies that Democrats and Republicans know need to be addressed. I think infrastructure is one of the easiest ones for us to look at. Everybody in this country knows that we have crumbling bridges and roads that need to be fixed.
That's correct. Different infrastructure than what's at the border, though.
Right.
Very different story.
Whatever happened to that? That seemed like that could have been the easiest thing to get done.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there are people in the Senate and in the House, Republicans, in the Senate and the House, were like, why didn't we start with that? if we had started with that, we'd have started with a legislative win. We wouldn't be like health care and all the rest of the stuff that put them on a sidetrack or the wall.
Right. A nice jolt for the economy and everyone gets a win.
So is the president ready to declare a national emergency?
Look, I'm not going to get ahead of the president's speech tonight. What I can tell you that he will discuss when it comes to the wall and immigration is that the president is as committed today as he's ever been to border security. He knows that we have to stop the cartels, the coyotes, the human trafficking coming across our border. He's serious about it. He's not going to stop until we fix this problem. Not one more American life should be lost because we failed to secure our border.
Bloomberg reporting that the president will absolutely not declare a national emergency over the border wall tonight. That's not going to be. It's going to be a message of unity, according to the White House. And Democratic women in the House are all dressed in white. There are pictures of them circulating already in advance of the State of the Union to stand up for women.
I also find, I mean, maybe because we're from Chicago, but the loss of life at the hands of illegal immigrants versus the hands of Americans,
yeah,
seems so small by percentage to me.
We're not in a border town, but it's not an issue here for sure. I mean, that's not something we see.
But even in the national crime statistics, it's a negligible number compared to American on American crime.
Right.
I've never fully understood this because American businesses have been benefiting from illegal immigration for decades.
Including Donald Trump's own business,
right.
You could say.
Yes.
Hotel business and restaurant business. And
they're still firing illegal immigrants from his, today they were firing illegal immigrants at the golf course in New Jersey.
Yep.
It's like, all right. Don't get what? I see. We were having wine. We were having chocolate.
Discussing Valentine's Day and love.
And now the next thing you know, now you got me in this kind of a mood.
Okay.
Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
The fight over wearing green and gold on Soldier Field settled once and for all.
When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV.
All right, Top 5-5 continues right here. We've worked our way all the way to
number 3. I'm coming
up, so you better get this party started. Pink got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh.
She said that it was a celebration of something her dad taught her.
There's a power in believing in yourself. There's a power in not giving up on life and on not giving up on yourself. And there's a power in making a decision that while you may not be the best that ever did it, you may not be the prettiest or the tallest or the funniest or the most talented or whatever it is you tell yourself that you're not, if you're stubborn and you don't give up and you work really hard, no one else can ever be you.
That's good.
Very motivational.
That is an excellent speech.
Yes, it is.
I like her.
Yeah, I'm a fan of her music and her as a human.
Checking in at
number 2.
In his new movie, Cold Pursuit, Liam Neeson plays a man who has vengeance on his mind.
Oh, Liam.
Son is killed in a gang-related incident. So in a recent interview for a British paper, The Independent, Neeson confessed that he once harbored a horrible racist revenge fantasy after a loved one was raped by a black person.
Ooh.
Neeson discussed his comments with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America. How'd that go?
Would you have had the same reaction if your friend had said it was a white man? Would you want her to go out
definitely.
And kill?
If she'd have said an Irish or a Scot or a Brit or a Lithuanian, I would have had the same effect. I was trying to show honor to my stand up for my dear friend in this terrible medieval fashion.
That's right, the Lithuanian. I would like to have gone to Lithuania and maybe taken my, what do we call that thing I got?
So when he asked what color was he, would they have responded Lithuanian?
So what color was he? Oh, he was a Lithuanian, was he? I'd like to go to Lithuania with a stick and beat them all to death.
A kosh is what he wanted to use, like a bludgeon.
Trump announces tonight Liam Neeson is now taking over operations of border.
He'll be there.
Yes,
the
state he's
of
now the head of ICE. Right. I'd like to announce it that Liam Neeson is now the new director of immigration.
I love the way he works.
Liam Neeson, get out of here, Kristen Nielsen. It's now Liam Neeson. It's very confusing.
I'm going to take my kush and I'm going to hit every Mexican that comes over the wall. Right over the head. Every single Mexican and Guatemalan and Nicaraguan.
Salvadorians?
Salvadorans, Venezuelans, even the Brazilians. Why do I like a Brazilian, but in a different way? Wait, I lost my train of thought.
Wait, there's more.
I'm a fairly intelligent guy, and that's why it kind of shocked me when I came down to Earth after having these horrible feelings. Luckily, no violence occurred, ever. Thanks be to God.
Do you think you actually would have done it? If an innocent black man
yes.
who had nothing to do...
I know. That was my feeling. I did want to lash out. Yes.
What are you doing?
Because my friend was brutally raped, and I thought I was defending her honor. And
oh,
I admit that. And it's a learning curve.
That's a learning curve? She gave you the out. Robin Roberts gave you the out.
She handed it
to you. Do you think you'd have actually done it? And instead of going...
Of course not. I'm a human. It was a revenge fantasy. I wasn't really going to do anything.
Which would have ended this whole thing. And his new movie would have not had a problem. His agent wouldn't be calling him going,
Bubby, darling, sweetheart, listen, we got problems.
Instead, it's like...
Absolutely. I'd have killed the guy as soon as he looked me in the eyes.
Hollywood Reporter is saying that all of the red carpet has been canceled for his premiere of Cold Pursuit. After his agent took a look at those interviews today that he did.
Wait, is that serious?
Serious.
Oh, gosh.
I'm bringing my kush to the red carpet. And if anybody, the darker people look at me, I'm going to hit them right in the head.
I don't know if there's been a story that's made me as nauseous as this one in the past, week.
But Liam, really? What do you think?
Are you not watching the news?
I know.
Liam, how do you feel about the border crisis?
I'll tell you something right now. Especially the Mexicans, if they try to come across the border after everything they've done to Donald Trump. Just going to bash them right in the head. Especially the ones with the duct tape, the blue tape especially, the ones...
He's going to be the new head of Homeland Security.
Yep. Goodbye, Kristen Nielsen. Hello, Liam Neeson. Oh, man. All right, and finally.
Number one.
So here is Stephen Colbert on the theme of the State of the Union.
Now, when it comes to State of the Union, just like prom, there's an official theme. This year's theme is choosing greatness. Yes, we get a choice. The other options are selecting mediocrity, settling for racist, or fish. I will take the fish, please.
All right, there you go. I don't think that's it.
Get ready.
Yeah,
it's tonight.
The top five at five.